Backseat Quickies, Episode 42, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. So, this week we are talking about The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, a movie that came out in 2005. And I gotta say, I'm really, really conflicted about this movie, simply because there are things it does so ridiculously right, and then things that are just like, nope, that's not all that good, and probably, like, you can hear the conversation that went on between the producers at one point or another, whenever you go, oh, that's not right, that's different. But I'm going to actually start with the bad end. The first thing I'm going to say is that there are elements that later writers or some element of the draft just didn't get. Like, the infinite improbability drive does infinitely improbable things, which includes turning stuff into other stuff, but not necessarily just turning stuff into other stuff, which is all the infinite probability drive seems to do in this movie. And they keep hitting you in the face with this gag, like, 3 or 4 times. Like, every time they go real fast, it happens. And I'm like, okay. That was actually, like, there's a few moments where it's really creative, like with the little yarn men versions of the cast. But there's a lot where it's just like, yep, yeah, that's you turning into different stuff. We've seen this before. Move on. And the other thing I have to say is this movie was in development hell for more than, like, 25 years. More than 25 years. And you can see a lot of this thing go through a lot of different drafts, a lot of different producers, and even a couple of writers. And there are things that just you don't quite fit together, or things that are shoutouts to the movie that never really get paid off. Like, when the construction manager first shows up, you hear, like, a screaming horde, but you never get the joke about how he's descended from Genghis Khan, and his ancestral memories are a big part of his personality in a very latent way. And when Zaphod and Ford reunite, he calls him Ix, which, if you read the books, you know, oh, yeah, Ix is Belguzian for boy who cannot explain what a Hrung is or why one should collapse on Belgu 7, but you never really get that payoff. And you somehow the ultimate question of life, the universe, and everything became a big plot point, and the Vogons became much more antagonistic throughout the movie, and you can tell that's someone else stepping in and making that so. But that said, I think what this movie does right and does really spot on is casting. I think Martin Freeman is the best actor you could have picked from this era to play Arthur Dent. And when you see him in this movie, you will believe that there is no one else who could play Bilbo Baggins in The Hobbit coming out at the end of the year. And Mos Def is a great Ford prefect. And the interplay between him Freeman is awesome, and Bill Nighy is a great Slarty Barfast, and Zooey Deschanel in as Trillian is really cute and fun in a way the character wasn't so much in the books. And Sam Rockwell as Zaphod, didn't like him very much, not really because of Sam Rockwell, but more because of the direction the character went. I think he went up to, like, 12 when the rest of the cast was at, like, you know, 6, and it doesn't work. And Alan Rickman is, like, the best Marvin the Paranoid Android ever. And it's all really good, and the animations they did for all the guide entries were just spot on and fun. So there are a lot of very mixed opinions, and really, if you're a fan of the books, radio play, meta-fictional project thing, you've probably already seen this movie and have formed your opinion, but if you're interested in looking into this franchise, this might not be a bad way to go about it. If you like what you see here, it only goes up, really. Except for the TV show. TV show is a little weird. But yeah, I would definitely give this movie a recommendation, if only for the cast and the fun they have. And I will catch you next time.
Oh my God, it's the Backseat Producers. Swoon.
Backseat Quickies and a number of better podcasts can be found at backseatproducers.com. If you offer any feedback or submit your own quickie, check out the thread at spookyouthouse.com/forum. Music by Scott Wachter.
Oh yeah, baby.